unsettled principle to a very unsettled housing market. Louise Story joins us now, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. I was glad to hear the people in Nevada are having so much fun with the state's name, because if they were thinking about housing out there, they'd be pretty depressed.
Yeah, you know, it's true that Nevada is like, you know, this sort of crater, the black hole of the housing industry. And we're going to get numbers later on this morning. And the early sort of suggestions are that the housing industry is really a leading indicator of the overall economy, and it doesn't look good.
It looks really bad, John. You know, in the last 7 of the last 8 recessions, housing has been what brought us out of it. And it does not look like that's going to happen. Today, we're going to get numbers from the National Association of Realtors about existing home sales. And economists are predicting they may be down 13-14%, the worst in all of 2010. And tomorrow, we'll get new home sales figures from the Commerce Department, which also look really dismal.
And, you know, as you've said on this program a number of times, the federal housing credit, first-time home buyers credit, you know, helped things a little bit, but the bottom really fell out when that went away. The levers for helping the housing industry are not really working. The lower interest rates are just helping refinancing, not new purchases of homes.
That's right. I remember back in April, we were talking about, okay, they're ending the tax credit. Okay, the Fed is stopping its purchases of a lot of different securities. When will we see the impact? And I think these July figures are where you're really seeing the impact of the government pulling out. The housing market is not supporting itself. You know, I read a figure the other day which really shocked me. It's about the number of houses that are delinquent on their mortgages and homeowners in foreclosure. And in the first quarter this year, that's the most recent figure, it's 1 in 7. So,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
1 in 7 homeowners out there in mega problems with their house.
Looking at some macroeconomic sort of indicators here, I mean, if the feds pull out of housing and we see what happened here, when the stimulus programs end, when the various sorts of Fed stimulus and kind of grease in the wheels of the economy programs begin to move away, we're going to see the economy in free fall. I mean, is that overstating the case here?
Well, that's why when you look at these unemployment numbers that come out, everyone's looking at private sector employment. Everyone's waiting for the private sector to really step up and start hiring. And if that doesn't happen, you're right. If we completely rely on the government for housing and stimulus, we're in a really bad catch-22.
And, you know, is there a confidence issue here? These housing numbers are going to affect people's sort of purchasing decisions in addition to just the other jobs that are associated with new housing construction, right, quickly?
Absolutely. You know, furniture and all kinds of purchases, construction that are related to housing are a big part of the economy.
Putting the wallet back in the pocket. That's the real toxin in the U.S. economy right now. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times, talking about the housing numbers out later this morning. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.